finance. Maximize your tax refund. Go to rjsanderson.com.au. Personal returns, companies, trusts and SMSFs. Take the stress out of tax. Make a booking online at rjsanderson.com.au.
Scott Haywood, the rest of the country was at work today. The market weaker at the close.
Yes, there wasn't a public holiday for shares today. Of course, the market was closed yesterday, but it did close at a fresh two-month low. It was following more commentary in the US about increasing interest rates. And last night, I can tell you that Britain's central bank lifted interest rates by half a percentage point. Switzerland's central bank lifted its interest rates by its biggest margin ever by 0.75%. And Norway and the Philippines are also lifting rates early next week. So the oil news doesn't like this, down 132 points today to 6,788. The technology sector hit its lowest level since early July, with accounting service provider Xero down 7% to $76.90, and Block down more than 8% to $84.48. I tried to find some positive for you, and that was in the miners coming in just at the close a little bit higher. BHP and Fortis got more than 1%, and Rio Tinto was also up nearly 2%. That was on the back of iron ore prices rebounding in China upon demand for the steel-making ingredient. Real estate agents, well, I think you can pretty much take the weekend off, and that generally is not a popular day to sell your house on grand final day. So there are going to be about 40 auctions. Top locations are going to be Chadstone, Glen Waverley, Springvale and Truganina, with three auctions apiece. And unfortunately, Heidi, for the drive home, petrol has spiked, or the drive around town. You're now paying about $1.89 for a litre of unleaded. It was as low as $1.57 earlier in the week.
You know, I've been expecting this. And then I drove past the petrol station this morning and it was $1.51, and I thought, oh, I should, oh no, I'll get to work. I'll do it this afternoon. I may have left it one day too long.
Oh, well, yes, at least we'll have a good day tomorrow anyway, no matter where we're watching it.
Thank you very much, Scott Haywood.